CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says residents can return home after a grass fire forced evacuations earlier this afternoon. The 25-acre grass fire burned near Loggerman Reservoir. Crews say they have it under control and no buildings are under threat. A new state Senate bill would direct millions of dollars towards helping people rebuild more resilient and energy-efficient homes after disasters. CPR's Bento Berkland has more.
The measure sets aside $35 million for grants to local communities and individuals. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says the goal is to fill in gaps when insurance doesn't pay to rebuild with tougher standards for things like wildfires and energy efficiency.
We want to make sure that that is not a barrier to people rebuilding and staying and being part of their community, but also acknowledging that there is clearly a nexus with how we build communities and our resilience to natural disasters.
Many fire victims said stricter green building standards were making it more expensive and more difficult to rebuild. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
The city of Denver is reminding attendees at today's Mile High 420 Fest that they can't celebrate the unofficial holiday by smoking cannabis in public. While the city has historically been lenient about cannabis use at the annual event, it is still against city law to consume pot outside a private residence or licensed business. This year's festival will be the last one open to people under the age of 21. Right now in Denver, it's 70 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.